Let's go.
Let's kick things off then.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Welcome back to BMH Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone.
We're breaking out again with a different one.
Yeah.
The different scene, if you can already guess.
What episode are we? Maestro?
I don't know.
13? No.
I think we're higher than that.
I think it might be 14.
I can't remember. The vlog's 16.
Oh, I can't even remember.
I'm going to get up now. Let's have a look.
What do you think
about the new addition to our studio? The green screen?
Yeah, this is going to change back to our studio now.
This is episode 13.
Yeah. We are actually on
Didn't
the boat.
Didn't I say that?
We are actually on the boat as well.
This would be a pretty cool green screen.
We thought it was a lovely day. We've worked hard. And we thought we'd celebrate with a beer and a podcast on a boat.
Beer and the podcast on a boat. It's not a bad way to spend the afternoon.
It's not much better. I mean, if we were on a beach in the Caribbean, that would probably trump it. But
yeah. But I mean, for
the Thames isn't too bad, though.
For this area, it's about as good as you can get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are getting a few weird looks, but...
I mean, I'll do a quick little behind-the-scenes clip it, show you guys. Let's get the phone.
I'm trying to concentrate on talking and steering.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
Yeah, the Henley-on-Thames Riverside is just beautiful at this time of year.
That's our camera here, and we've got the boys over here. Got the shit shirts, obviously. and then we got some.
Yeah, make sure in the comments you tell us which shirt is the best. Who rocks the shirt the best?
I'm not going to lie, I think Quinn's got this one.
Yeah.
When life gives you lemons,
you wear a lemon shirt.
Does it actually say it on it?
What?
No, it doesn't. Okay. But yeah.
We don't really have a structure of today's podcast, so. No,
it's going to be more of just a general update about how things have been going for us.
Yeah, because we do have a big vlog on the way.
What's it been? Like a month?
Probably a month.
About a month. What was the last podcast we did? Was it.
With Jack Peck?
Wow, that was a while ago.
Wow,
that could have been 2 months.
More than a month. Yeah.
No, I think it was a month. More than a month.
I mean, we've been really busy, you know. Bradley had a little bit of time off. We were working. We've been away.
Yeah.
Quinn and I went to. We went to Kent, didn't we?
Brands Hatch.
Brands Hatch.
Yeah, it's like near Cambridge, isn't it?
No.
What?
Complete opposite end.
Complete opposite end.
Kent.
There was Kent.
Cambridge is up here. Kent is down there.
Yeah.
Either side of London.
Yeah.
Or was it the second circuit we went to?
Canterbury. Is that where you were getting confused with, maybe?
No, we weren't in Canterbury. We were in Northamptonshire.
Yeah.
My geography is really, really shite.
Yeah, we were.
Kent is not Northamptonshire.
Not known for the second one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The second one was in Northampton.
The first one
was in Brands Hatch.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Both times Quinn was wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, let's try and think back to...
What we've done.
Where we were...
We filmed the gin advert. That was cool.
We filmed the gin commercial. That was awesome.
For Horse really Guard Gin.
Did the F3.
F3 British F3 Championships.
The ESC, Electric
Scooter Championships.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool one that we could talk about.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it?
Definitely.
Well, with the relevant information that we know, yeah, we can't announce any of the...
What
we filmed, but we can talk about the actual project.
Yeah.
I suppose for you guys, just imagine a racetrack, like for normal cars, and just imagine really, really souped up electric stand-up scooters.
So they top out at about 80 mile an hour and that's with a limiter on it, and that's obviously for safety reasons, because they weren't even reaching 80 mile an hour on them, and it was sketchy.
Yeah, it was.
It was sketchy. To what? So Quinn and I were lucky enough to go and film this, but also try out these scooters.
Yeah.
All under health and safety, obviously.
Honestly, probably the best fun I've had this year.
I mean...
You're on a boat.
Yeah, but a boat's more like relaxing and zen rather than exciting.
The funny thing was, like, so they had 7-time world champion BMX rider Sinead Reed there. And she's a 2-time Olympian. She's 7-time world champion. So her mentality... of an athlete
was winning.
She just straight winner. So this is a sport that she'd never done before. She comes in and was like tearing the whole thing apart, like trying to figure out her lines, trying to figure out the best way to get around the track. kind of really understand the scooters. So for Quinn and I to kind of watch that and see that mentality was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, she was a fairly terrifying individual. That's for sure.
Terrifying. I think how driven she was really kind of like, I was so impressed.
Mm. Yeah, no. She
was scared of losing, basically.
She was lovely. Like, she was actually so nice to us. But you know when you just come across someone that's really, really just on a mission in life?
Yeah, you can tell. But, I mean, the way she kind of attacked looking at the scooters, so when we kind of went on they had kind of done their turn. I think, I mean, the best way to kind of describe it to everyone is, so it's the whole format of the racing is going to be very similar to F1. So you've got a T, you've got
pit stops.
I think so.
I assume a battery change, because the batteries you can actually take out and put back.
So it's going to be like, it's going to be on a go-kart circuit, and they're going to be going around, and there's going to be up to 25 riders, was it?
Oh, no, they were saying up to 50.
Up to 50 riders.
Yeah.
And I think it was 4 riders per team, of both mixed female and male, all competing in the same thing. I don't think
they're split.
It seems like it's going to be a fairly physical sport. Just as in terms of how much space there actually is on the corners and how many riders there will be.
And that, like, so when Quinn and I were doing it, we were kind of racing between the two of us. And if you get the wrong line,
you're coming off.
Yeah, you're coming off, but also, like, you're losing your speed straight away. So kind of like, I think having that many people, 50 people, kind of doing that, it's going to be chaotic.
Yeah,
it could be very entertaining, but you're never going to have probably a definitive winner. It's probably going to be scattered around a whole load of people.
Yeah.
So Williams Racing F1 team, they're making the scooters with the Williams technology. These things are insane. We'll put a little picture in.
You put your foot, you put your finger on the throttle, and as you're, it's like a lever, sort of like a brake on the other side of the handlebar.
Yeah.
And the moment you put your finger down, like, you're almost scared that it's going to wheelie because they kick off so
quickly. Yeah, I mean, because obviously, so the motor is in the back wheel. So, you know, that's where the motor is. It's being charged.
And it's electric, so the torque is just unbelievable.
Yeah. It's insane. I mean, like, I think what they're going to struggle with is, like, the throttle. They're going to have to change it.
So I think that.
Yeah.
I reckon it's going to be particular to a person. See, I don't think that would work if it was twist like that, because you're going to have a lot of pressure on the wheel, on the steering wheel at times.
See, I don't know. I kind of see it like a superbike, because that's how a superbike would run.
Actually,
quad bikes and stuff.
To be fair, when I did first see it, I was wondering that. But then I actually quite liked that little thumb thing.
Yeah.
You press it down with your thumb.
I nearly went off as well.
Did you?
Yeah, because the throttle got stuck. The spring had broken on the throttle. And I just went... And this is when, like... So... Sinead had just been kind of before us, and she went off and skidded, like, kind of straight down her stomach. Mm-hmm. And, like, and that was because the throttle got stuck, and the kind of wheel slid underneath her coming around a corner. And it was quite like an apex corner, wasn't it? It was quite a tight corner, the top one.
So it was a right, then left, a right, then left.
Yeah. And then...
what? A right, then a left, then a
right. A right, then a left, and then a right again. Sorry.
So then when that happened to me, I was freaking out. Like, what the hell did I... Luckily, I was able to pull up on the throttle, which then in turn allowed us to...
Yeah, I tell you what, I did push it a bit when I was wearing the helmet, because they made me put on a helmet at one point, and I decided to really go for it. And, just what a feeling those scooters were. Like, they are quick, and it was so much fun. I asked the guy who we were there for. His name's Eddie. He's setting up the team. I genuinely asked him to put me on the team, and he just looked at me and laughed, and I was like, oh.
I mean, they are, but anyway, very impressive devices. Yeah. E-Scooter World Championships are hopefully coming to a TV station near you soon.
Probably an ITV2 kind of thing.
Stay tuned on that. If you go to E-Scoot World Championships on Instagram, you can follow them out.
ESC
Scoot World Championships. I'm pretty sure we'll leave the link in the bio anyway. But go check them out and give them some love.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what actually comes out of that for us. And because it was actually a really interesting sport, and I'd like to film some more of it. But we'll see what happens. It'd be great.
On that note, can I? can you pass me a beer, please?
You want another beer? Yeah, sure.
I only need a bottle opener. But and in other news in PMH, anything interesting happening?
We got a new computer yesterday.
Oh yes, we ordered the new 2021 iMac 24-inch.
God, doesn't that look sexy? It's got the M1 chip, runs 60% smoother. I'm looking forward to that. Brad's looking forward to that, and I'm sure Connor is as well.
Yeah. I'm just, do you know what? I think the three of us have always, we're big fans of technology, and not just, I think.
Nah. I'm more of a steam and cart kind of guy myself, yeah.
You know, it runs a little bit deeper than just loving Apple, I think, for us. I think it's more for us, it's the technology
in the
actually that they're developing. And I think
I'm good with
where Apple are at right now and what they're doing is they seem to be, I personally think they've kind of now moved on from Steve Jobs' legacy. I felt like for the first 5-6 years after his passing,
they were just
do you know what? I'd even actually go as far as to say like 10 years after. They were trying to keep his...
Has it been 10 years?
Yeah. 2010.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 2010. Or 2009, maybe. No, 11. It's 11. But they kind of kept trying to keep his legacy around almost a bit too much.
I think they were trying to finish his plans off.
Felt like that. If you don't have Steve Jobs there... I mean, because what people don't realise... I mean, maybe some of you have read the book, but he was very ill for a long time before that. Like he wasn't part of the company for a couple years prior to that, and so after his passing they were almost trying to finish off what he had started, don't have Steve there, that'd be like you two trying to finish something if I wasn't there. And
I like the loyalty though, and to be honest,
they could have done it in
maybe
a better way.
Maybe I'm wrong, but let's say us three started something amazing. Like, Purdue Media House became one of the biggest companies ever, right? And then all three of us were to die. Some part of me would like us to be thought about.
No, and I agree with keeping the legacy around of Steve Jobs, and I think that's great. I just think they were holding themselves back in terms of their technology.
Yeah.
As in, they weren't... What happened when Steve died is Tim Cook took over, and I really think in the last few years he's come into his role as CEO, and I think actually now you're starting to see a modern day Apple.
These new ones I think are beautiful.
Yeah. But obviously, like, the M1 chip started back with Steve. Like, that was his one of his ideas. That was...
He wanted to make everything in-house.
He wanted
know
that.
Specifically how it runs different to a normal Intel GPU or a Ryzen.
The biggest difference is, like, so the Intel chips physically could not speak to the parts of the rest of the computer.
It's a compatibility issue.
So that's what was hindering them. Whereas now, the GPU, the CPU can talk to each other. And... I mean, like,
so it makes the GPU run faster as well.
Yeah, so with a computer, it will choose to either use the GPU or the EPU, isn't it?
GPU is graphics card, by the way, and CPU is the central processor.
Yeah, and so depending on the task that you're doing, so for us, like, we do a lot of video editing, photo editing, we're going to be hard on the graphics card, putting a lot of pressure on that. Mm. Whereas if you're not doing that task, the computer can now turn that off and say, right, don't need to use that part.
Yeah.
So one, more energy efficient, saving more battery. Not everything's running in the background. And so what it would do, close down the program you're working on, you go to work on the next one, but it's actually able to open up where you left off.
Hence
without
the
using any
for less RAM, I suppose.
Yeah, then. Without having to use that much power.
Yeah, because it doesn't need that access to the memory.
Yeah.
You know when you were saying that it's annoying that Apple products don't really work well with other products.
Yeah.
But when you have everything Apple,
it works so well.
That's what they want to do.
But to be fair, thinking about it, every other product just doesn't work with anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, like, the problem is with Apple is they dominate the market in anything they do, right? And so people have to try and make it different, or if they don't make it different, they have to make it work with Apple, because otherwise they're never going to have a market.
Yeah.
And I think the problem with that, obviously, you're dominating the market and it maybe doesn't allow for innovation as quick. But that means normally the best people end up at Apple, which you mean you get the best products.
Yeah, something I've actually been meaning to ask, because obviously, you know, a lot of what we do is on Final Cut. Is Final Cut made by Apple? Was it developed by them?
Yeah.
It is.
I do initially think they might have bought a software company.
Oh, I think they did. Because it's like Siri, like all the other stuff. Like,
yeah, like Siri.
I can't really imagine Apple making a video editing.
Maybe they did.
I know the original one they made was iMovie. You had iMovie and GarageBand, which then became Final Cut and Logic. I'm sure they probably did.
GarageBand and Logic are the same, apart from you can do so much more in Logic.
Yeah, it's like Final Cut and iMovie.
Yeah,
it's exactly the same thing.
I've not used iMovie for 15 years.
You can make iMovie really good.
iMovie,
but it just
stops
you at a certain level.
It just, but then it becomes like...
It's consumer versus...
Who can solve the issue of making it what they want to do?
Mm.
Like, then it becomes
if you just
want to
chuck a couple clips in, some titles and transitions...
I say to anyone, like, if you want to start editing and you want to be a video guy, or you just want to learn, like, shove yourself in iMovie. Use some of the footage that's already in iMovie that you can edit.
Get the basics.
It's like training wheels.
Yeah. It is so good. And then you switch to something like Final Cut. Don't jump into the biggest thing to start with.
You know what the terminology is as well. Like the Blade does that. Because it's one of three options that you can do with that clip. Yeah. So you understand.
I mean, I started in iMovie and it was great.
Yeah, I did as well.
Yeah, you got the bottle opener.
We did our first big studio shoot in a while.
No, I don't.
Oh, that was so much fun.
For Full Hard Fine Jewelry. I'm not sure if you've seen a couple of our photos that they've posted. So we did that with a...
He's got him.
What a great day that was.
Yeah, so we did that on...
Last Monday,
wow.
And that was great experience, I think, the two of you haven't worked... I mean, ever worked in a studio like that, have you?
No.
I mean, like, that's... So we did it for the guy who I originally started out with as his assistant. Even though I had worked in a studio before, I still learned a huge amount about myself as a photographer and kind of taking that next step for us and working on those bigger projects.
It was a great experience for me, especially.
Yeah, you were thrown in straight at the deep end.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. So I did say to Connor at the beginning of that day, because he's the photographer, we were mostly there for him, but also to support Brad as well.
Of course you can.
So,
get some fans over there.
We got some people shouting at us. But, yeah, I just said to you guys, I was like, just for today, I am your bitch, all right?
He thinks it's only for that day.
And, like, do you know what, like... I don't think you were so much the bitch as I feel like you're making yourself out to be.
Yeah, stop crying, Wolf.
Quinn is what I'd like to call the mood setter. Or the Quinn does this thing very, and he does it actually quite well. He likes to fill the silence in a room. But he actually did it in a way that... Made it work, not awkward. It loosened up the model. Say hello! We've got some more fans.
So I'll try and angle it around.
But, Well, it's because we had a client, we had a professional model, like a model unlike anything we've ever worked with before. She's had years in the industry and everything like that. So it was really a focus on us to make it all come together. I wasn't even trying to fill the silence or anything like that. I was just trying to make everybody have a good time, which ultimately is like...
That's what you're here to do.
And I think that came through in the photos and the videos, that it was a relaxed atmosphere, and that's how we got the best out of the models.
Well, why not? Why do these shoots have to be such a serious thing?
Exactly. And I agree, and I think a lot of photographers now, they're so serious that they make their models... Like, you see the models walk in and they're frozen, and you're like... Like, you're intimidating.
You're not going to get the best
thing.
Intimidating.
Take 15 minutes just to talk to them, get to know them, and then get into
ask them about what they've done this week.
I mean, look at, like, I was talking to Sean about it, our client, yesterday, and, like, she was like, oh, I was great with India. So my girlfriend, India, came and did all of the makeup and the hair, because that's what she does. And, like, they just sat and chatted for India and the model for a while, and all of a sudden, you just see them kind of come out of their shell a bit.
And then everyone's more comfortable.
I think for a model, you're seen so much of the time, you're seen as just a piece of meat, and you're here to have your picture taken.
Yeah, you've got a job.
Shut up. Let us get on with the work, right? Whereas, like, if you treat them like a human, actually ask them about them,
they'll be more comfortable.
You know, they love. It's a lot nicer. I feel like you get more of the personality. And personally, in my pictures, I want the personality to show.
Yeah.
It was a good feeling when our client was I mean, not to put words in her mouth, but she said she was really happy with with the work. The model said she had a really fun day, and it was good experience for us, and also Connor, it was good experience for India, your girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, she loved it.
She was great. She was really good.
Yeah,
really
good. Not like I'm acting like I'm a surprise. Of course, I knew she was going to be great.
Seeing it happen.
Yeah, but I think also, like, I'd never seen her work, right? I don't understand it. So for anyone, a bit of backstory, India's in the beauty industry. She's doing all of her training at the minute and all of this. And I don't understand it. And when I talk to her about photography, she doesn't understand it. So I think for each other to see each other's work and how it actually works was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we should have got like a big QR code or a big PMH flag, so when we're going down here, people know where to listen to this.
That's a good idea.
I can't believe I thought of that.
That's
now.
A really good idea.
Because there is a lot of people like kind of watching.
So yeah, being like, what the hell are they talking about? I'm just like, oh, really interesting stuff.
Next time we'll shout it. Follow us on Instagram at Pearl Media House.
Yeah, just have it on the side. Like, have a decal on the side.
Should we get an interview with these swimmers?
Yeah, I think we should.
Have an interview with the swimmers.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Maybe not these guys.
Well, should we ask?
There's actually way more of them than there originally.
There's actually a large group of them.
What should we ask them?
Brad, you gonna slow the boat down? We'll just give a
one word answer.
Yeah.
Actually, no. They look. I don't know if they're legally allowed to be on camera.
that's that kind of situation. These are boys we're looking at. I just want to make.
Yeah, they are teenage boys for sure. I mean, they're not.
Quite a lot of people out today, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, half term.
It's crazy how the river just comes to life.
It does. This time. Especially, you know, like
we've had a good week of weather and now.
Yeah, and we all know that we're very lucky to be in an area that we can do this.
Yeah, but the thing is, if we didn't own this business, we wouldn't have enough money to buy the boat, Brad.
Yeah, we're still working out of an office in Connor's parents' pub, but
we can afford the boat.
Yeah, we had a great 2020, and we decided to drop it all on a boat because that's the smartest.
It was worth it.
Yeah, I hope everyone knows that sarcasm.
Buy
no
a depreciating asset, obviously.
Yeah, when you're starting a new business, make sure you buy things that are going to lose you money. That's
one
the key.
One tip of advice for you guys:
buy something that's not going to make you money. We never know. People could start. Maybe we do the boat every week. Maybe we do the podcast every week. Honestly.
Yeah,
I mean, let's just hope the weather holds up because it's looking pretty grey over there.
Yeah, luckily we'll keep the sun on this side
because we literally got the podcast all set up, which took about half an hour on the boat, and then. Just then, Brad decided to check the weather.
No, I knew there was a possibility, but I didn't know how fast it was approaching.
Yeah.
To be fair, I hadn't even looked at the weather today.
No, I to be honest, boys, I never check the weather. I look out the window.
I mean, it's pretty accurate then.
At least he's bang on.
No, but I really misjudged it the other day because it was cold in the morning. I got out and ended up being the hottest year of the year. Hottest day of the year.
Get your words out. He's had a few too many already. Taxi!
Corona hits your head hard, doesn't it?
Mate, it's Rona season. I mean, what was it? You were sat in the office. It was 26, 27 degrees. He's in a long sleeve t-shirt, cargo trousers.
Socks and shoes.
Not even, and he's got his flippers on.
Yeah, the long sleeve as well.
Mate. And a hoodie. He was on a hoodie at one stage.
But this is why we need to do that thing. So we all agreed that the three of us, one day, we're just going to go out and
buy clothes.
Because we need to. Well,
Quinn needs to, definitely.
I'm not far behind Quinn, though. Yeah. That's the thing.
I need a refresh.
Yeah.
I need a refresh again.
Really dropped, hasn't it?
That really has dropped, doesn't it?
It's just going into the wind. You see, it's a little bit chilly.
Yeah, we'll go under the bridge. We'll turn around. Should we jump into some fan questions?
Yeah, we
have we actually got any.
We've got three. Two of which I can say. No, one of which I can say. Other two I can't say. So we'll start with the first.
Can we
one.
See the other two?
You can see these two. Sure. Shout out to Will Parton and Kai McKenzie for giving two questions that are amazing, but we won't be answering on our podcast.
Well, Will, I can tell you,
I'd probably
go for 99%.
Yeah, I'd probably go for
99%.
Also, Kai,
probably the first one.
Well, in that, I would have to do them both, in that order.
Yeah, let's skip on to the questions that.
So from Jack Peck, who was obviously our last guest on our last podcast, he gave a very good question, and one that a couple of the viewers might need to go look back at previous podcasts and check out Connor's hair. But when are you getting a haircut?
Well, that's a very good question, actually. And
One that
I can answer because I've currently got a bet with my father.
Who
is bald himself. So he's very jealous right now of his hair, of my hair, I should say. But no, not getting a haircut this year. I haven't had a haircut since December 2020. And it was actually done the 16th of December. Don't ask me why I remember that, but I do.
It's momentous. Maybe you knew on that day.
Yeah, I was right. See, I was right as skinhead back then.
Yeah, you went
from,
yeah.
So I've gone from skin to this, which is, I've got my little mane going on in the basket. Yeah.
Actually growing out really, really well.
I thought it was going to grow out shit and I was going
to... Maybe you need to actually go skin and then let it grow out all
naturally,
evenly.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, like, also the kind of growing, like, I just let it all kind of grow out at once rather than, like, grow the top and then cut the sides.
Right.
Which sometimes just might not work as well. But no, so for the whole of 2021, I plan to not have a haircut.
Can you how long we got left? We got another...
Six months. Can you disclose the monetary value?
Yeah, it's only 50 quid, but it's 50 quid I want.
50 quid is 50 quid at the end of the day.
It's actually not about the 50 quid. It's more the fact that I just want to prove my dad wrong.
Yeah.
Plus I think he knew that. He knew the moment... He knew I'd react in that way. So, I'm making a point. And maybe, I'm not going to cut my hair.
Maybe we should just start doing ridiculous bets for Connor.
But make him cool because he can't back
down. Just make him do something that he doesn't want to do, but we want him to.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Quinn, I think you would probably fall for the same thing.
Yeah,
you're competitive like me.
Yeah, I'm competitive by nature. But following on from that conversation about us getting new equipment.
Yeah.
Another purchase that's happening today.
Oh, you're buying the new DJI drone, aren't you?
The new FPV DJI drone.
So. I'm actually excited for Quinn to buy this, so he shuts up and stops saying, "Oh, I might buy this drone." I just wanted to buy it.
When did you?
We've been going on about this since what? January, February?
3 months ago. That's when it. I think that's when it got released to the consumer.
Oh, getting tight on the turning.
Exactly.
And he's got it. He's nailed the landing there. Oh, beautiful.
See, I do find that with boats, it always looks like you're going to make. You're not going to make it, but then you are.
You can technically turn like on yourself.
Yeah, but you can because you got those side motors, don't you? Yeah, not many boats can actually do that, Brad. But yeah, so this drone is a first-person one, so you wear like VR goggles and then you see exactly what happens in the drone. And it means that you can fly at greater distances, you can fly at much greater speeds.
You can actually go a lot further away than you could on the Mavic.
So the antenna range on it is up to 10 kilometers.
Oh shit!
Oh wow!
Yeah, but that's uninterrupted. So I've seen
things like, you know, like as we're going under a bridge right now, I use that as a great example. Like the metal from the bridge fucks up drones all the time. So I'm assuming that uninterrupted means as long as there's literally nothing
it's
around.
Clear. Yeah.
So they've just what they've done with their range is just unlike anything ever.
I mean, and this, do you know what the funny thing is about DJI is. So Chinese company, right? Do you know why they've gotten so good so quickly?
It's they're just loads of
the amount of data they're stealing.
Oh, is it?
DJI have actually been found out to. So because the American government were going to, if Trump was still in power, he was going to ban them
because they were
because they're recording all the data, right?
Yeah. So all that data.
Should we chat with these guys?
Yeah.
let's have a little chat.
How are you finding it on the river today? I don't know.
Did I?
You alright, guys?
Hey, dude. Yeah? Do you have a rope?
You have a rope?
Yeah, alright.
Let's pull this for the podcast. Do you want to answer a question for our podcast? Right.
No. We're not quite that big.
We're not quite that good. You're going to have to hold my mic.
It's just Quinn on the mic right now. The monitor's just turned off. We can't see what's going on.
The new tactic.
They would have left at a local pub, which is on the water.
I won't go too fast. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What kind of knot you done, Connor? Because should I have faith in it?
Oh,
they're going to get whipped. Let's go.
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
Awesome.
Camera's turned off.
Yeah, but no, it's just the monitor.
Just the monitor.
I think it's dead. The monitor goes through the battery too quick. Just have a double check.
Yeah, we're still
good.
So we've got some passengers.
Yeah.
Just picked up some locals on the way to the pub.
I'll get a little video of it.
It's what we do for the community, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we're all about. We got our passengers. Say hello to the podcast.
This is great. What were we talking about?
The train. But let's move on from that. Because that's a bit dull for this.
Yeah. The conversation doesn't really match the settings. But
No.
It's kind of a difficult one when you don't plan the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. I don't really know what to talk about.
Just everything about this podcast has been pretty random.
It's been random.
Can you see them?
If you turn around. Hey. Move.
What we'll do is
Connor's going handheld for a sec.
Yeah.
Oh god, there's so many different wires. Yeah, you better not unplug it, Connor. Okay.
We back online?
Where have you guys come from?
Well, came from
Sonic. Right.
So have you gone all the way through the lock and everything?
Yeah, I'm not.
That is hilarious.
Fair enough. That's actually a fair way.
That's a fair way. Nice.
How are you getting the boat back? Because that's upstream.
We'll see.
Give us a ring.
That's going to be shit.
Exactly, we'll get you on.
We could always get you up there.
PMH podcast. PMH.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PMH.
H.
No, it's PMH.
YouTube and Spotify.
Check it out. Yeah, you'll be on it probably next week. You'll be on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
Follow us at Polar Media House on Instagram.
Okay.
We got some new fans. Love
cheers,
it. We need them.
This is the taxi.
You're rolling again.
Yeah, we are rolling.
So you know when I said, Connor, let's not do that.
To be fair, I thought you had said it. This is way after I had started. So
yeah, no, you had already started. And I kind of wanted you to do it. Anyway,
I thought you did.
Right, so now it comes to the time where we have to get rid of our guests. And then, should we get them on for a word?
How did you find the experience today?
Yeah. How did you find your experience with Polar Media House today? How was Brad's boat driving skills? Sometimes I question him, but it always does actually work out. I feel like he does know exactly what he's doing.
That was amazing. Wow.
All right. Have a good one, guys. Good luck going home.
Yeah.
To be honest, we don't have many followers on the podcast. But
do it because we love it.
Yeah.
Give us a little push.
Maybe after your help. Who knows?
We're clout chasers here,
okay? Yeah. All right. See you, guys.
See you later, guys. Have a good one. Cheers. So we've just dropped off our passengers.
It's just all about that Henley shiplet community for us, isn't it?
We're a community company here. We like to help the people out. And, you know, that means giving lifts, so we do.
Come on.
I mean, five of them in that dinghy. That's impressive.
I'm surprised they got that far.
From Sonning.
I mean, for Indonesia.
Nice Ferrari there as well.
That's, yeah. I mean, you can kind of tell the area that
Ferrari,
we're in.
It's
Ferrari, boats,
Dinghies.
Tennis courts on an island.
Oh, Brad, it's your boat in front.
Yeah. Well, it's getting a bit overcast now.
It is, unfortunately so.
Yeah. I wonder how long we've been recording for.
Maybe it is a vlogcast.
So,
I mean, well, we're on 3 minutes on that one, so I can't really exactly tell.
How many minutes left do we have of recording on the lot?
It won't be on there, Connor. We were on
192.
130. So, 40 minutes. Only like 30, actually, I think.
Yeah.
You're the mathematician, sir.
We'll go until it rains, I guess.
I guess so.
Do you reckon it will? I don't think it will, personally.
I hope not.
I hope not, but I mean, it's a possibility.
We will be barbecuing.
Yeah.
This evening.
I left all of my warmer clothes in my car.
We do have to go back.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, fine.
Swing back around.
Fine.
I can feel droplets.
That's not good.
Maybe. I might be.
I think you're tripping.
Yeah, I might be tripping.
The acid's kicking in.
That's funny.
Hello again.
I don't even know where I'm.
Yeah. Yeah, let's turn the boat. We'll show you.
Yeah.
Put him in.
We'll put him in the back of here.
Yeah. You're in the back of the shot. Follow us at Polar Media House on Instagram. There we go. Put in the plug.
Love that. Okay, maybe this is the best way to go your business.
Honestly, yeah. The best way. Out in public.
Yeah.
Well, why actually do anything else?
We'll be those life catchers in a few years. Get on that boat.
And get
just get marketing.
People.
Yeah, I feel like maybe...
I really fancied a swim earlier.
I feel like maybe a big flag would be a good idea.
Yeah, we've got more people over there.
Maybe we need to do this more.
Maybe we need to get in the Henley.
I think we need to get a flag going.
Yeah, the Henley Standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get in the Henley Standard. Just be like business.
Business boating podcasts.
Yeah. I think what we need to
get guests on.
And we try and just get a whole group of rafts.
People, yeah, and we start talking to people and do interviews. Yeah.
And then we drop them off one by one.
Mm. I think it's a great idea.
We take people where they want to go.
Yeah. So, and we'll charge them for it.
That's how business. Oh, Quinn always looking to make a quick buck.
That's good. We'll do the fun stuff. Quinn will find out how to make money out of it.
Yeah. We're going to need more mics.
Yeah, we will. That's the thing. Do you know what we're going to need? We're going to need one of those, like a boom pole with a mic on it.
Yeah. And it would be also good to get some wireless mics, would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so we don't have to deal with the hassle of being wired, you know?
Yeah.
Who wants to be wired all the time?
It's such a metaphor for life, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's like chains.
When wires get you down, eh?
Yeah, when wires get you down. We've met some good people today.
We have. It's been a very pleasant...
I'm sure I've seen those people before on the river, but, you know, because we're not doing a podcast, they're not really interested in us.
Do you know what? It's really kind of a bit of an icebreaker having that big of a camera, isn't it?
Yeah.
Want to start sparking a conversation, just carry on that.
No, like. The
thing is, also, whenever people see a big camera, they do just want to know what you're doing.
We're doing. Because it looks a bit dodgy.
It does. It does. I mean, we're not filming porn, I promise.
No.
You know? Quinn's enjoying that a little bit too much.
What do you mean?
We got some people coming up the side here, and, you know, they're looking again.
Yeah,
they're looking very inquisitive.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there are some amazing.
If you're embarrassed, if you're an easily embarrassed person, you really wouldn't want to do this.
No,
this is really putting yourself out.
No, this is just like I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah, you got to.
Oh, bro, I'm so used to now to like just walking around with a camera.
It is the camera shit. Because like.
When we're Joe Rogan in 5 years,
you can't hide the fact.
No one's going to care.
You can't hide the fact you got a camera.
No,
do you know what I mean,
it's like, big enough, isn't it?
You just got to own it. Like, and that's the thing. When we're at shoots and everything, when we're doing the F3, the ESC, and whatnot, like it's just you have to put yourself out there a bit.
Yeah,
you have to be noticeable.
I mean, if you want to be a photographer or a videographer. Being a quiet, shy person isn't going to cut it.
No.
Unfortunately, I hate to break any hearts out there or break any dreams.
I know.
I mean, you know, you've got to be able to put yourself out there and just talk to random people because
throw yourself in the deep end.
A lot of our work that we get is from word of mouth and talking to people. So if you know, yes, you can do the adverts online and all of this, but. At the end of the day, you need to be able to talk to people.
You need to sell yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
You are the product at the end of the day.
Yeah, you are the service.
The way I say it is like you always need to have 1 foot half over the edge. Like you need to be playing within the rules when you're on these shoots, but also go that little bit further to try and get something amazing.
Ask for forgiveness, not for permission.
Yeah, that's like our motto now, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. We won't tell you our other mottos.
That's in context.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in daily life. But what else should we talk about for a little bit?
Oh, Euros.
Oh, the Euros.
Who's gassed?
Yeah, who's gassed?
Oh, God, you guys and your football. Like, this is where I shut up. Have a good podcast, people.
Yeah, cheers, we're going to try and be a football podcast for the next 10 minutes.
I'm just, do you
next,
know what?
Next week, the start of the Euros.
I'm actually just excited because of, you know, the after last year, COVID, well, and this year, and we need a bit of something to bring the nation back together.
And I can't say the nation was so together like the 2018 World Cup.
Yeah.
Like, even you. What? You don't like football that much.
No. Yeah, but you came and watched the games.
Oh, yeah.
We watched the semi-final
together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I love the World Cup.
We actually watched the semi-final just here.
I do actually like football. I just never have the time to watch it, and I never know what you're talking about. Because all these players now, I've no idea who they are.
Quinn's too busy.
Quinn's more of a 2010 footballer.
He's preparing for the Fortnite World Cup.
Yeah.
That's not happening. It's been cancelled.
So there you go. You can get ready for the Euros. Yeah,
okay. Now you've got something to look forward
to. You've got a whole year to train, mate.
Yeah.
But we're really excited for it. Going to get the TV in the office. Actually, we might not.
Why not? Why?
Because most of the games are in the evenings for us.
Yeah.
We still need to get a TV for the
other games. Yeah.
Or do we
and the F1
the
and then the golf and the cricket at the minute, mate.
Yeah, the cricket.
The cricket.
The Olympics.
If you guys stick Olympics. Cricket on when I'm working, I'm going to be so pissed off.
I had it on yesterday, mate. And you didn't care.
Yeah, when? I was editing.
You'd left. I stuck the cricket.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Mate, the dude, the New Zealander, it was his debut, and I think he got 100 runs.
Fair enough.
It was insane.
How old is he? Is he like one of those 15-year-old geniuses?
Nah, he's a little bit. I think he's 19 or 20.
But like, okay,
but I think it was his first Test 100 for sure.
Back to still the young sportsman Jude Bellingham being in the England squad, 17.
Yeah,
he's 18.
He played. He was in the number 8 shirt last night, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That
is
was
he
it.
Looking like he's going to be one of the world's best in a few years?
I saw an absolutely brutal.
Well, that makes sense because they're trying to condition him to like being able to actually play these big games.
He was playing in the championship when he was.
But look what happened to Michael Owen when you put him in at that young. Like
that was injuries.
Though. Yeah, I know, but still,
He
got injured in the game, didn't he? Be
yeah,
played
exactly.
Too much,
yeah.
So, but like, I think.
I think if you're good enough, you're old enough.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't really think.
He's been playing in Champions League semi-finals.
Exactly.
What team does he actually play for?
Though. Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah.
And he's 17.
Yeah.
He had
English.
Yeah. Lots of rumours of him coming to Liverpool. Just putting it out there.
So is everyone.
I kind of gassed it. I'm loving the rumour mill at the minute. Like,
oh, this time of the year, just start the transfer window when no one knows what's happening.
17.
Problem is, it's not going to be to the end of August until we actually really any of the big ones happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Because all the big ones happened late on.
Yeah, and after the Euros as well. But yeah, 17.
Imagine 5 years ago.
Bradley, obviously, Saturday night happened. You're a very happy man.
My team, Chelsea, won the Champions League for the second time. Very emotional. Pretty much watched every game this season. Was pretty upset after we lost the FA Cup, but very, very fulfilled.
Yeah, do you know what?
And a tear was very close to coming out.
Oh God!
Give you a set the scene for everyone. We were in Brad and I. We were in our local pub, the Robarge, and there was a lot of middle-aged men crying. A lot.
Well, like genuine tears. Sobbing. Was there any sobbing?
There was
Taff
was sobbing.
Joyful tears.
But it was very funny.
Yeah.
It was.
Where were you watching it? Sorry.
At the Robarge.
The Robarge. Okay. That always gets a bit energetic, doesn't it?
It was funny.
So even though we were all at our tables, all like distanced, the atmosphere was still.
It was top notch. It was great. I mean, like, we were there from early on, though, weren't we? You know, we were really...
Yeah, we started drinking about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
What time was the game?
8.
Okay. Yeah.
It was great, though. It was top notch, I think. Chelsea, much deserved win.
Great end to the season and a great warm-up for the...
And actually, I was kind of dreading that game, just watching it as a Liverpool fan.
Could have been a snooze first.
And, you know, you don't always want to watch it like that, but... It was an enjoyable game. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
More fans.
More fans. People loving it. Eating up the podcast.
You know, the podcast.
We got an old couple coming up behind us.
They might not love it as much.
Yeah.
We're just cruising down looking at some really, really nice houses.
Yeah, I mean, this stretch of river is amazing. So there's, funny enough, there's actually a Grand Design house. That was
Grand
on the team.
Designs.
Grand Designs house. And it was... it didn't end well.
It didn't end well. I think they moved out eventually. I think someone else
did. They did. They sold it.
They sold it, yeah.
So I feel like it was back on the market not too long ago as well.
So all of these houses along the left here are absolutely stunning. and then you have one house that looks like a shoebox on the river. And at the time, the locals were actually protesting it, but they got planning permission through.
God knows how, money.
Must have been, because it is god awful. It looks disgusting. Actually, I can't say that. What if they're watching?
As you can see here.
It is a nice house, it just doesn't fit in.
Yeah, but it doesn't fit in so much that it is not nice.
Yeah,
it's a very sore thumb.
I'd like to live in something like that.
Just not.
But just, like that. Just it doesn't suit.
It doesn't. But you know, each to their own.
Each to their own.
I mean, compared to the house next to it, it just doesn't make any sense.
They're literally centuries apart.
That's like 200 years older. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
And it's also so. It's probably about 15 meters across, and that's the total width of the house.
I don't know if this is that long.
I mean, that makes us sound like we like really big houses.
No,
but it's very thin.
I don't know.
No, it's just a long house. Have you ever been outside the front?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a really long garden, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long bit of land.
Do you know, I'd say probably one of the two houses just sold the land. Yeah. And that's what they probably did.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, but then they, you know.
Yeah, I would rather a smaller house.
I wonder if it was someone local that was actually building it.
Yeah, they probably was.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a house on the river around this stretch.
Mm.
Well, I just think this area
is hard enough.
We were talking about it earlier, actually. We were like, we both love to live by the river, but obviously...
The water is just so calming, isn't it?
You sacrifice having a very shit house in the winter.
Yeah. Potential flooding.
Yeah.
Potentially no garden, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Grow any flowers.
Well, have you seen that one by Shiplake Lock? So about where we were earlier, about a mile, down the river. There's this one completely on stilts, and it genuinely looks like a house Iron Man would have. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's, but if you look at the modern day houses around here, they're all on stilts. They don't.
No.
Because also, like.
They know what's going to happen.
With sea levels rising and all of that, you know.
You never know. And this year, the river was really, really high.
Yeah.
And it still is relatively high.
No, it still is. So, I'm a kayaker. I like to kayak at Hurley Weir, which is what play boating. So, you surf on the wave at this weir. And usually that closes probably about March.
Yeah.
But it's still open now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really high.
It's really high.
But it's nice. I went kayaking on Monday afternoon.
Oh yeah, but I saw you.
Yeah, that was really fun. Nice being out.
Lovely weather on Monday, wasn't it?
Scorching hot. We're waiting to do our first PMH paddleboard meeting.
The mornings aren't as warm at the minute.
No.
I don't think we're going to have the hot year we had last year.
No, things are nice, but remember, it's just things have only just started getting nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were doing this in lockdown.
It's actually starting to heat up again.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's just the wind isn't there anymore, is it?
Yeah. It's quite nice.
I think we should ask a couple of ridiculous questions before we finish.
I think we should too.
Just for... what's this dude doing? I think we should ask a couple more ridiculous questions. Obviously, I'll see if anyone's...
Let's ask him it.
I don't think...
Go and find a ridiculous question. How you doing?
Questions.
You alright, dude?
Oh, these are quite deep.
Go on, then.
All right, let's go deep.
What's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Oh,
I'm sure we've asked.
We've done this one already.
Yeah,
I'll go. I'll go funny.
I'll put funny in there.
10 best funny podcast questions. Funny questions to ask them.
What's this called? GNT. Toe. They've had two of them. They've had two GNTs, they have.
Yeah.
On the Raz.
What's your boat's called?
Just Add Gin.
Just Add Gin, yeah. So
this one we're on?
Yeah. So two gin-related boats.
Just Add Gin.
Next to each other.
I'll tell you what, gin really has taken over, hasn't it? Well, 5 years ago, it wasn't as big as it is now.
About five years ago
is when it started.
Yeah.
The next big thing is rum.
You think?
Everyone's calling rum the next big thing.
I like rum a lot.
I prefer rum to...
Gin.
To gin, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Same. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Same here.
Rum is great.
Yeah.
Rum. However, fucking awful hangover.
Awful hangover. And also, but it's... when you have it mixed with something, it's actually too easy to drink, and I get absolutely slaughtered.
I was actually talking to India the other day about this, and a few other friends. Hangover's getting worse.
Oh, wow.
For me, oh.
Mate, they're getting worse. And Quinn, you are an awful person with a hangover. So if it's getting worse for you...
You're only just at the beginning, man.
Oh, mate, it's going to get 10 times worse.
On to the funny questions.
Yeah.
Is cereal a soup? If not, why?
It's not a soup.
Why?
Soup's with water.
Because the cereal isn't the thing. A soup is a mixture of things together, which is then blended, and then it is one thing that you heat up. Whereas cereal, you add milk to cereal, don't you?
That was awful.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Technically.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
But spiritually, no.
No.
Dog.
What is it something that everyone looks stupid doing?
There's got to be so many of these.
Doing a podcast on a boat.
No, I think we look pretty cool.
What do you look stupid doing?
Everyone looks stupid doing.
That's a hard one.
Long pause.
Long pause on that one.
There's got to be so many.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Falling up the stairs.
Yeah, it is stupid. Falling down the stairs
falling
as well.
Yeah, it's even worse.
I think falling up's more embarrassing because falling down, you're probably concerned about your well-being.
Yeah. you just hit your head. What are the unwritten rules of where you work? Do we have any unwritten rules?
Lights. Off.
Yeah, lights. Turn the lights off.
Not that either of you listen to that.
I do.
You didn't yesterday. I turned them off.
Yesterday?
Yeah, I turned them off.
I walked out before you.
No. Yeah, no.
I was already gone on this
point. You were still sat in your seat.
The day before. I think it was the day before.
Possibly.
It wasn't yesterday because I was there yesterday. No, you are correct. I think it was the day before.
The day before, I left first.
Remember, I left, you stayed behind, and then you had gone, and then I went in, and then all the lights were on.
Oh, was that Tuesday?
Yeah, I think it was
Tuesday, yeah.
So if animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Jack Russells.
Exactly what?
I would say, hang on. Like, I was talking this the other day, like, with someone. You know animals, right?
I do.
So, obviously. But put a personality to an animal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, I feel like lions, they're going to be like the gym rats of like
No, I think
animals.
That's more gorillas.
True. Well, I feel lions could be like athletes. Like gorillas could be like gym monkey. I was thinking like sloths are going to be the stoners, obviously. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, all those. Giraffes are going to be
swans
Quinn.
Would be. Yeah, they're pretty mopey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are smart, but they on the outside, they do look pretty.
How do you know how smart giraffes are?
Well, they kill pretty.
How many bones does a giraffe's neck have? It's actually 9. It's the same as us.
Same as a human, yeah.
9?
I knew it was the same as you. I didn't know why I said
that. All it's got?
Yeah. It's just
they're just really big.
Damn, that's a lot of muscle power, isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
But also,
break trees with their necks on
so unnecessarily long.
You know that thing where you see two giraffes whacking each other's necks?
Yeah.
I've actually seen that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you have it to Kenya for quite a few times.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was looking at it through binoculars and they were just whacking each other.
That's pretty cool. Binoculars. Is a telescope just one nocular then?
Must be. That's a really good point.
Bi obviously means two. Like a bicycle, two wheels.
Yeah.
Would a telescope be a unocular?
Well, no, because binoculars and telescopes are two different things.
Yeah, but still, you know what I mean? They both help you look far.
Because, like...
In loose terms.
A binocular, like...
They work the same way, no?
Oh, it's slightly different, but it's the same as a lens, isn't it? It's just curved glass projecting onto a thingy.
So it's a telescope and a binocular.
But binoculars are two.
Why are you calling them binoculars?
Because also, binoculars. Also you they have to be
binoculars.
They have to
they're
produce
not binoculars. They're binoculars.
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 You don't.
Have I said that wrong my whole life?
I mean, it's probably not wrong, but
I probably have. I've always said binoculars.
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 Buy them.
No, yeah, surely.
Because you sound like you're saying binoculars.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it, because you said binoculars.
Well, I got.
You love
these. Yeah.
We'll do.
That was actually the best question yet.
In one sentence, how would you sum up the internet?
Connectivity.
Without saying the World Wide Web or internet.
I'll go World Wide West then.
No, you can't use world, wide, or west. Or web. You can't use any of those words.
I can't use west. Why can't I use west? It has nothing to do with World Wide Web.
You said it, so it's now banned.
No, the connectivity.
It's not a sentence.
In a sentence. I thought you said one word.
No.
Just explain it.
Yeah.
The internet is just a load of bloody chaos.
Like one short sentence.
A whole lot of data everybody has access to.
A fuck ton of cable.
Yeah.
A fuck ton of cable. Because that's all it is.
Yeah, true.
A load of cable. I actually found out about this the other day. The internet is just cables across the ocean.
Yeah.
Floorbed connecting together so that you can.
Right? It's a bit more than that, isn't it?
Well, no, but that's actually how it works. Yeah. That's how you connect everything.
That's how it connects to other.
Yeah, but like, that's how you send the data. It's through those cables.
If I just ran cables that all connected, it wouldn't be the internet.
You need
a bit more than that. But you're trying to break it down a little bit too far.
You're thinking about the tin can and string.
All right.
I was watching.
But
you go on.
It was. It's kind of mad. So, you know, like, someone said, it's like, how do you work out how much cable do you need? And so they use sonar system to literally find the bottom, and they figure out from the bit that it dips from down how far that is. So it does actually touch the bottom. It's not loose at all. It's running along the seabed the whole time.
I would have thought that, though.
It's insane, though.
Yeah. Like, it must get really deep.
Yeah.
At points.
Yeah, like, beyond wherever a human has ever been.
What happens when it goes over trenches? Probably just floats over the top, right?
But also, like, they do it at the shortest distance as well.
Yeah.
So I think actually the ocean won't get as. It's not like the deep, deep depths of the ocean. Because it would go, obviously, the shortest distance between each country.
Yeah.
It is incredible, though, how quick it is.
Yeah.
Because, just to bring it to example, so when you play Fortnite, I could play like American Fortnite, but it would just have a delay of like what, 0.1 second.
Which body part do you wish you could detach, and why?
My eye.
Why would you want to detach your eye?
So I could look at shit elsewhere.
How far is it going to go?
I could just hold it around the corner, see what's coming.
That's actually quite a good answer.
Yeah, okay.
Because you could, like, if you're, like, I don't know, like, you're a hostage and you need to find a way out, you could just get your eye and just sort of roll it. So you've got, like, this eye.
That's the worst idea ever.
You know what I mean?
You just roll your eye because there's one in a million chance it's actually going to go somewhere useful.
Maybe you place it around the corner.
You're a hostage.
Due to our unstable environment, we have recently had some technical difficulties.
That we didn't realise for about 15 minutes while we were answering the rest of our questions.
Had to change a battery.
Yeah.
So,
we thought we were prepared.
Well, we were, just we're not plugged into the mains.
Yeah.
We can't really plug it into the boat. We'll find a way to plug it into the boat next time.
Yeah.
That's the unfortunate thing about the Black Magic. It does suck batteries.
It does suck batteries, yeah. But yeah, I thought that was really good. Good little...
Yeah, look,
back into the podcast.
Random podcast. It's more for us to try and get back into it.
We needed therapy.
Like we said, yeah, we needed another therapy session, didn't we?
Yeah. And it's the start of summer, and we want to try and do more of these. Incorporate being outside and doing a podcast, because we like both of those things.
Yeah.
We might grow this into something worthwhile.
Yeah, we might get a decal on the boat.
Out Perla Media House. Parents are going to love that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sorry, we're going to love that. Yeah. We bought the boat.
We bought the boat, yeah. All right then. Everyone have a good...
Peace!
Bye.
Thank you.
See everyone.